Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. One of the most powerful emotions of the human heart is love, a deep sense of attraction and attachment to someone or something. This feeling is a strong motivating factor for any journey and gives the human being strength and resilience to achieve goals which at times can be counted as close to impossible. You've heard of people in history and perhaps experienced those situations yourself where the hardest of things become easy because of this deep feeling of attachment and love within you. As such, the fundamental key is what we're attached to. The greater it is and the greater the attachment is, the greater our ambitions will be and greater our strength to get there. This takes the phrase "you are who you love" to quite another level. Who you love, in fact, defines your journey, your goal, and the level of sacrifice you will make for it. And importantly, it brings about a level of submission and obedience to that which you love. Your value is therefore defined by who you love. Nonetheless, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, some people find perfection and beauty in vain and material things or individuals, thinking that these would fulfill their need and desire for beauty and perfection. مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادَ, and as such create an emotional attachment to them. يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ, they love them as they ought to love Allah. Attachment towards filling up my saving accounts or my brand new car or having authority over others and being heard can be some example of such love. However, those who believe, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, you and I, love Allah, أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ, a very strong love for the absolute, the eternal, the all-perfect, the creator and the one who has authority and power over everything. The believers love Allah and that which takes them close to Him, such as respecting one's parents, spouse and children, giving charity, sacrificing, praying, etc. If this deep sense of love and attachment is cultivated within our hearts, then our journey and goal becomes eternal. Unlike those who يُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَ, love that which will soon just perish, and as such, وَلَوْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, if those who are being unfair to themselves by being emotionally attached to that which has no value or reality, إِذْ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابِ, when they would see the punishment on the Day of Judgment, أَنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا, they would realize that yes, all power really belongs to Allah, and as such, I wish I hadn't attached myself to other than Allah. And this regret indeed is very hard to bear. How to cultivate the love of Allah? Inshallah for tomorrow. Until then, Surah Tawbah, verse 24 is yours to reflect on.